John Walden from Colorado Springs. Will you join me in another little study from the Word of God? I'd like to share a verse with you which the Lord gave to me in 1928, and I remember it very distinctly. I was concerned about making a choice which would likely decide a great deal of my entire life's work. And the Lord gave me this verse from the 45th chapter of Jeremiah in verse 5. Now, I wish I could tell you that I had always followed it, but I will say that it has influenced my life, and I would like it to influence yours. And seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not. Do you remember reading that before? Jeremiah 45:5. And seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not. The Lord Jesus said one time to his disciples, "What seek ye?" And that's a good question for all of us. They say that a man's character could be known by his secret ambitions. If you really know what a person wants more than anything else, you'll know what kind of a person that is. Now, the way of the world is the way of covetousness and desire for vainglory. And an unsaved man sees absolutely nothing wrong with this. If you're not a Christian, you say, well, what's wrong with looking out for number one? If you don't, who's going to? After all, you've got to reach for things if you're going to get them. And what's wrong with being important? Well, the Bible says that covetousness is idolatry. And he tells us as believers that we should not be desirous of vainglory. Now, each person has to decide what he thinks is really worthwhile. Our Lord Jesus chose the way. Romans 15:3 says, even Christ pleased not himself. Now, self-centered people, of course, are looking for happiness, but they never find it. You have never met a self-centered person who is truly happy. He's constantly looking. They say that a man wrapped up in himself makes a pretty small package anyway. What then should I seek? If I'm not to seek things for myself, well, the Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the Lord's glory and the Lord's pleasure first of all. Anticipating his pleasure, the Revised Version says in Colossians 1:10. This ought to be the first thing for a Christian's life. What would please my Lord today? This is not just for missionaries or people in what we call full-time Christian work. This is the way all Christians ought to live. And then seek the good of others. Those who live for others are people who really enjoy life. They get the pleasure that life has for them, but they get it by seeking the good of others and not by seeking things for themselves. Somebody has said, if you put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last, that spells joy. J stands for Jesus, O for others, and Y for you. But this verse doesn't have any Y on the end of it. It just says, seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Put the Lord first, put others second, and leave self out of it. When you get home to glory, my brother and sister, you'll be glad that you did not seek great things for yourself. For those who lose their lives here are those who are going to find their lives there. And those who hold on to their lives here are going to lose them, both for here and for there. If you want to be a really happy Christian, then, never be a self-seeking Christian. It might be worthwhile if you just took inventory. Take a little while. Go over your life. Go over your ambitions in the presence of God. Every Christian ought to do this regularly. Take stock of what you really want, and then ask the Lord to sort out the things that are not really worth wanting, and to strengthen your desires that are really according to his word. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask you to bless this meditation to us. Help us, who are thy children, to honestly seek thy glory and the good of others, and not to live for ourselves. Again, we pray for those who are not yet saved, that they may see what the Lord has for them. In His name, amen.